It's an idea that's been on the table for some time. New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is pushing legislation to create a postal bank, which would establish a retail bank in all of the U.S. Postal Service's 30,000 locations. Arguing that post offices could give low-income Americans access to financial services, including an alternative to deal with check cashing services and payday lenders, the Democrat says a postal bank would be especially beneficial for communities of color and rural communities.
Right now, no one is servicing their needs except for perhaps payday lenders who have very predatory practices. And so we want to create an alternative so you don't have to be taken advantage of through a payday lender who might charge you literally 400% of interest if you had a $50 car payment or repair that needed to be done. It could cost you $200 just to do that repair.
Gillibrand spoke Monday in Schenectady. The proposal for a postal savings system was introduced at the 1908 Republican National Convention. In recent times, several influential politicians, including Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, have embraced the concept, which was included in the Democratic Party's 2016 platform.
It doesn't cost a thing, and in fact, post offices will make money if they are able to provide these kinds of low-interest loans and services. So it's a win-win, and it's one that really helps the post offices get stronger and more solvent, and it doesn't undermine banks because they're not offering services to these people anyway.
WAMC reached out to several area financial institutions. None returned calls for comment on the idea.
Getting these services would make a huge difference in rural areas where you always have a post office and also in cities. It would apply everywhere, and our state would really benefit from it.
In April, President Donald Trump announced he will launch a task force to look into the viability and operations of the Postal Service. Gillibrand's bill was introduced April 18th, according to her office. The postal bank idea resurfaced in 2014 and in a 2016 Memorandum of Understanding appended to contract negotiations with the American Postal Workers Union. The Postal Service agreed to look into a pilot program. In a more recent statement, the Postal Service said it currently provides certain financial services appropriate to our existing infrastructure, including money orders, electronic funds transfers, and U.S. Treasury check cashing to meet customers' needs. It added that its mission is to provide the American public with trusted, affordable, universal mail service. Our core function is delivery, not banking. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.